Sometimes when sharing these brief reflections at this service, people ask, what is the title of your message? And to that question today, the answer is Easter Experience. And the first people to actually have that Easter experience were a group of women. One writer has said the first to learn about the resurrection were women. And this was quite remarkable in a time when women were less than second-class citizens in the eyes of some people. And yet it was Jesus' resurrection that was revealed to these faithful and devout women. And so they made their sad journey to the tomb. They'd gone there to embalm Jesus. They came without hope, resigned to his death. The terror of Good Friday was over. The grief of Saturday was still with them. And they came in deep mourning. They came without faith that anything would change. I'm sure sometimes we've had situations where there seems no hope and we do our best to get through that situation. There's a whimsical story told of this idea of talking about the power of God and actually believing it. And the little story goes like this. There was a town suffering from a serious drought. It was in a farm country and the crops were being ruined. The local preacher decided to hold a prayer meeting to ask God to send rain and end the drought. And he asked all those who believed in God's power to do so to join him at 4 o'clock in the church. And when the hour came, the church was almost filled. But when the preacher got up and looked around, he said, "The meeting is called off. We obviously don't have faith to pray because I can't see a single umbrella here." He didn't believe anyone was going to believe that rain was going to come. Well, in the case of that journey by those women, not expecting anything, what a surprise was in store. For when they actually got to the tomb, there, as we heard in our Bible reading, remarkable things were happening. They got that question, why do you seek the living among the dead? And they're reminded of the words of Jesus, who promised this would happen. And they're absolutely amazed. And the Easter experience is for them something vibrant and exciting. So much so they rush back to tell the disciples what's happened. And what happened in the reaction? Well, it said in our reading, didn't it? The words seemed to them like idle tales. Just didn't seem possible that this could happen. And it wasn't until the disciples had heard this, had been to see for themselves and to hear for themselves what the Easter experience was going to mean in their lives and experience, that things really started to happen. And those Christians we meet sometimes have a glow about them. They understand what it means to know the resurrected Jesus, and they can be a real tonic and inspiration to us. I remember many years ago being invited to conduct an interview for Billy Graham's Decision magazine. And I was asked to go along and interview a remarkable Christian lady from the Salvation Army called Catherine Bramwell Booth. And the reason they wanted me to interview her is she would shortly be celebrating, believe it or not, her 100th birthday. And I was invited to her home and can still picture her now with her Salvation Army uniform and bonnet on her head and spectacles, eyes sparkling, still mentally very alert. And she said how excited she was always when Easter comes to think of the implications of that wonderful message. She was thrilled that women were the first to hear it. And she spoke with great passion as to what it means to really grasp the significance of the Easter message. And it's funny how you remember almost throwaway lines. I remember leaning over to me and said, "Remember this young man? because I was a young man then, those wise words of Eleanor Roosevelt. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. And she said, just stay with me on this, because every morning when I wake up, the curtains are drawn, I don't know what's going on outside, I don't know what's in store, but I imagine that Jesus is presenting me with a new day, a new present to really treasure and enjoy, not only for myself, but to spread love and hope and joy to others. And she looks forward to praying about the people she will meet, the experience they will have. And she said, it's a wonderful frame of mind to have as you actually start out each new day, dwelling in the Easter experience. And I'm so glad she passed on that advice, because it's tremendously helpful. But just in closing, I asked her about, yes, what about today? But what about tomorrow? And she said, well, I realize, and I actually wrote down her words. She said, I realize that as I'm approaching 100 years of age, I must be nearing the end of my life's journey. But the words of Jesus to his followers are a great comfort to me. Let not your heart be troubled. In other words, don't worry, because I will be with you at the end. And then she said, long ago I learned that God never explains everything to us. It's really a fruitless waste of time and energy to keep asking why he allows certain things to happen. Instead, we have his magnificent promise and enabling power to meet each crisis as it comes. I try not to speculate too much about heaven. I simply echo the words of Paul when he said, it hasn't entered the hearts of men even to conceive what God has prepared for them who love him. What a thrilling prospect for all believers to look forward to. The risen Lord Jesus Christ can take care of our yesterdays, can help us when that end of our journey comes, and in the meantime, make each day a present to really value. And all this stems from the Easter experience. Amen.